From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, May 4th. Coming up, studies show that Black and Hispanic patients are less likely to get imaging, like x-rays, MRIs, and CT scans in an emergency. We'll look at the consequences of those disparities in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker is pushing back the timeline for Illinois to expand COVID capacity limits when the state enters a so-called bridge phase to normalcy. Derek Cantu has more.
Pritzker last week said Illinois was just days away from the bridge phase. But while COVID hospitalizations statewide have been falling from a mid-April peak, the numbers have not dropped quickly enough to qualify the state for expanded capacity limits. Pritzker, though, says he thinks the bridge phase will come sooner rather than later.
I believe that it may be next week. And it's only because I haven't looked at today's data or the data from yesterday with regard to hospital admissions.
Pritzker also says Illinoisans need to be aware of the rise of COVID variants, particularly a strain that originated in the United Kingdom, which could complicate reopenings. I'm Derek Cantu.
No major damage has been reported after severe storms swept through central Illinois last night. The National Weather Service reported several sightings of tornadoes in Sangamon, Macon, Moultrie, and Coles counties. WILL meteorologist Andrew Pritchard tracked the storms across central Illinois. He says most of the tornadoes he observed were small and short-lived.
I haven't seen one that's, fully condensed, the cloud all the way to the ground. It's been really strong rotating wall clouds and then these, dusty spin-ups beneath them.
Golf ball-sized hail was reported in Montgomery County, south of Springfield. The National Weather Service also issued a flash flood warning in southern Coles County late last night after 1 to 2 inches of rain fell there. For the first time in 13 months, the Illinois economy is expanding, according to the University of Illinois Flash Index. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The Flash Index reading for April is 101.5, up more than 3 points from March. That's the first flash reading above 100, indicating an expanding economy since the COVID-19 pandemic began. U of I economist J. Fred Gertz says the higher reading is partly due to a formula that compares current state tax revenues to those over the past year, a period that no longer includes the stronger economy before the pandemic.
But it's real growth, and that's evidenced by the fact that all the measures that are used in the flash index, the various tax measures, the income tax, the corporate tax, and the retail sales tax are all up very strongly this last month.
Gertz credits federal stimulus spending with helping the state and national economy recover quickly. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District website reports just one new COVID-19 case for yesterday. However, Health District Administrator Julie Pride says the number of new cases is actually, quote, more than 25. She says the website numbers reflect, quote, data cleaning to remove previous duplicates, transfers, or errors, end quote. The number of active cases remained unchanged from Sunday at 415. 10 county residents are hospitalized with COVID-19, down from 14 on Sunday. Meanwhile, Champaign County health officials report that nearly 35% of the county's total population is fully vaccinated from COVID-19. The county's 7-day average for daily vaccine doses has fallen to just over 1,100. That's its lowest point since late March. Still to come, a look at the disparities in imaging tests like MRIs and x-rays and the consequences of those disparities. We'll have that story from Side Effects Public Media next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Hospitals have a lot of tests to find a problem, like x-rays, MRIs, and CT scans. But studies show that Black and Hispanic patients are less likely to get this imaging in an emergency, and that might lead to a range of other health issues. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yusri reports.
Diagnostic medical imaging is part of the first line of defense in a hospital.
X-rays, radiographs, as we call them, CT scans, MRI, ultrasound. These are used to diagnose diseases of all kinds, to screen for cancer, to monitor response to disease treatment. They certainly play a pretty fundamental role in the practice of modern medicine.
That's Dr. Andrew Ross, an assistant professor of radiology at the University of Wisconsin. A study he co-authored found that when Black or Hispanic Americans come to the emergency department, they're less likely to get imaging done.
We tried to control for disease severity, for insurance payer and other markers of socioeconomic status. The disparities shrank when we controlled for those other components, but they didn't disappear entirely.
The study found that adult Black patients were 21% less likely than whites to receive imaging at an emergency department. And because diagnostic imaging is so crucial in finding diseases, Ross worries this disparity can spill over.
We know, for example, that minorities have increased mortality from cancers of a variety of types, as you said. They often present at later stages of cancer diagnosis.
The lack of imaging tests could explain why the problems aren't found sooner. A similar study looked at pediatric patients and found that the child's race seems to play a role too. Dr. Jennifer Marin is a pediatric emergency department physician at the UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. She looked at over 3 million visits that required imaging in emergency departments across the country. She found that Black children were 18% less likely to receive imaging. But what does that really mean? And why does this disparity exist?
It's possible that there's overutilization here and that white patients are getting imaging that they don't necessarily need or that's not providing a net benefit. On the other hand, it could be that non-white patients are not getting the imaging that they should be getting. And that would then indicate an underuse or worse care. And it may be that both things are at play.
Ross agrees. He says the goal is not to offer more imaging, but to improve care for patients of all races. He says another reason for this disparity could be the places Black patients get health care.
We know that, for example, patients in minority groups are likely to get a lot of their care at lower resource hospitals, which may be understaffed, may not have access to certain types of advanced imaging technology.
Take lung scans as an example.
States that have some of the highest populations of minorities have some of the lowest numbers of accredited sites where you can get a lung cancer screening CT.
And then there's unconscious bias on the healthcare provider's part. Marin says it's hard for many physicians to admit that, but it's a real problem, especially in a high-stress environment like the emergency department.
And unfortunately, as emergency department physicians, these biases are actually exacerbated in times of stress. You know, there's structural factors that are just part of the healthcare system.
Structural factors like the fact that Black patients do not always have a primary care physician who can give them a referral or provide more information about symptoms, so they're more likely to advocate for themselves and their children at the hospital. Ross says we also need to have updated, clearer guidelines for doctors. He sits on an American College of Radiology committee that helps frontline doctors figure out the best approach.
And we've seen that when those types of clinical decision rules are applied, it helps narrow some of these disparities that are based on patient race.
Experts say there are other ways to bridge the gap too, like increasing the diversity among healthcare providers and having robust patient relations departments at hospitals for patients to speak up if they feel they're being discriminated against. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with showers likely, cooler with a high of 61 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Reginald Hardwick, Jim Meadows, and Farah Yusri. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. And on this Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you.